Hey everyone, this is Sassmaster 77, and today I'm going to be doing a response audio as I listen to Canadian Scribe do a questionnaire, which is 27 questions. I kind of feel obliged to do this at this point because I begged Canadian Scribe to do this questionnaire maybe a month ago, and then, like the good boy he is, he did, and like the bad girl I am, I didn't listen to the full thing. I got about 7 questions in and was laughing my ass off, and oh my god, it was so good. And then basically something else happened in life, and I didn't get back to it. So, because I know how funny the first 7 questions are, I think it would be awesome, well, at least for Canadian Scribe, for me to actually record my responses as I listen to the entire thing. So your audio, Canadian Scribe, was 40 minutes. Mine's going to be like an hour. Oh boy. Maybe this isn't exactly what you wanted, because then you're going to have to fast forward past your own parts. Decisions. Too bad. That's what we're going to be doing. All right. So this is especially mean because I know you never listen to your own stuff. So, yep, you're going to be forced to listen to yourself. Oh, no. Well, guess what? You're freaking funny. I told you that, and now you're going to find out. Okay, I'm going to press play. I pressed it, but it's loading. It's loading really slow.
Good morning. This is Canadian Scribe, and I am going to entertain or bore anyone listening to this. I am doing the 27 question.
Oh, it paused. Try again.
It's as written by Helium. I have been commanded to do so by the very incorrigible Sassmaster 77.
Incorrigible? Terrible.
And for better or for worse, I have glanced over the questions, but I haven't thought about them too rigorously because off-the-cuff answers tend to be more entertaining and a little more insightful than a nice thought-out planned answer. I apologize, by the way. I like to ramble, and if I get on a tangent, that's how I rock. Okay.
I like your rambling.
Question number one. Zombie apocalypses are common scenarios. So how would you survive?
P.S. I'm going to pause it every time I need to talk. I love how you say the word scenario. You say scenario. And I like it. It sounds more sophisticated.
Dinosaur apocalypse. Kind of depends on what kind of apocalypse we're talking about here. Are we talking like, they've broken out of an encampment? Or are we talking like Battlestar Galactica, Cylon level of apocalypse? In which case, I'm going to go with the latter. I've been watching Battlestar Galactica lately, so I'm going to assume in this scenario, I'm basically Hilo. There's me, and there's one other person left on this itty-bitty planet that we can find. So someone can choose to be my Sharon. Sassmaster can be my Sharon, because she made me do this.
Aw, and you're Sharon?
Wait. I think that means that Sassmaster is a Velociraptor.
What? I'm a Velociraptor? What the frig?
Oh, and now I get to add spoiler tags. I apologize. So hopefully you guys read through the post and see all the spoiler tags so you can't get upset at me.
If I'm a Velociraptor, I'm going to eat you. Just
anyways,
so you know.
So
because you shouldn't make me a Velociraptor.
Assuming Sassmaster does not eat me.
Oh, I'm going to eat you,
which,
see?
No, hey, it could happen anyways. I believe the best option to survive said dinosaur apocalypse would either be underground shelters, because I don't seem to remember any worm type dinosaurs in any of my readings, but it could be there. I don't need to be out in the sunlight too often. Not a vampire. I like garlic. Let's be honest. There's these underground bunkers are pretty solid nowadays. Just make sure I have enough power to play Mario Kart and
priorities.
I'll be a pretty happy Canadian, as long as I can, race Rainbow Road as Toad. I'm in books. Oh, Maybe my underground bunker's under a library. A good library. Chapters or something. Libraries don't tend to necessarily have the best selection of books. You need a bookstore. That'll be okay. But, oh, I can't write books. Sass, if you can write books, I'll let you live, even if you are a velociraptor.
Dude.
Name a particular food you can't live with.
Hold on. Hold on. Stop the press. First of all, you know I can write books. So, thank you. Gee, thanks for letting me live. But I'm still going to eat you if I'm a velociraptor, because that's kind of what velociraptors do. So, yeah.
I'm going to have to say...
We missed the question. Hold on. I'm going back. Oh, shoot. I went back too far. This is harder than I thought. Same spot.
I'm going to have to say...
I think the question was, what's your favorite food?
Cheese.
Or a food you can't live without. And you are saying cheese.
I've criminally been known if I'm, like, passing the fridge and I've got a hankering for something, but I don't know what. I'll look, open the fridge. Look, that was fridge opening sounds. Look, you see on the door and you're like, I don't see anything. And then you'll see, like, mozzarella cheese. And you're like,
mozzarella.
It's a mozzarella. I don't know if... I don't know if you guys have it. Anyways, pizza mozzarella.
Who doesn't have pizza mozzarella?
Pull some of it off. It comes off in like long string chunks.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best thing to just
string cheese.
Guiltily eat. By itself. Yeah, I know. It's kind of strange.
It's not strange. It's completely normal.
And it goes well on everything.
It does
like,
go well on
everything.
Like,
having burgers,
on my tongue.
Slap some cheese on there. Having tacos, slap some cheese on there. Lasagna, like, I mean, and most of these meals you can't have without cheese. You're like, you know, imagine a pizza. You're eating a pizza with cheese, and you're like, fuck yeah, pizza. Pizza without cheese, and you're just like, this.
You're like, fuck yeah, pizza. You were so, what's the word? Oh, intense about that. I loved it.
Does not please me. Cheese is important.
This does not please me. That's adorable.
Question 3. You were given $20,000 and told that you must spend it all in 1 hour or lose it. What all do you buy? I mean, as a student, my gut reaction is I'll buy textbooks and sell it back to people at extortionate rates.
Ooh.
But, I mean, given I'm a student, I can only buy, like, what? With $20,000? $20,000, actually, I could buy a fair few.
You're a math and physics major, not a business major.
This year I spent probably, 6,000 on textbooks just for the semester. It's like, what? No! Some of these books aren't even written this year. And, I mean, for me, most of these things are like mathematics or physics textbooks. I'm like, I know, I happen to know for a fact, mathematics hasn't changed that much in the last 50 years. Why are you possibly charging me this much for this?
Because they can.
So if I can't do that, good chance I'd go into like a PC supply store. You could make a hell of a gaming rig with $20,000. Yeah. So gaming rig, $20,000, that'd be pretty sweet. Could go get some serious like good car parts. No, I think I'm gonna sell with gaming rig. Go just buy lots and lots and lots of pieces. You can make like a wall mounted computer. Little like flashing lights. Little flashing lights are important, okay? Gauges and gauges.
Flashing lights are important.
I'm more satisfied than watching those little needles go to full. If an audio poster to you, if an audio poster sounds to you like someone famous, do you point it out to them? Yes. For one reason or another, yes. So much yes.
So much yes.
Thing here is I'm either watching or I'm either listening to, in my head, I'm going to be listening to someone who sounds like Morgan Freeman or Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons has a lovely voice. And you'd have to let them know. You'd have to, like, tell said person, by the way, I hope you're doing something audio-based with your career because you sound like somebody famous. I mean, if I had, I'll quote XKCD. My lifelong goal here is to hire enough money to pay Jeremy Irons to follow me around and, oh god, what's does it say? Following around and, like, voice my inner monologue or something like that. it would be fantastic. I'm so for that. Though at the same...
You know, that's an admirable goal. Would Jeremy Irons be, like, shrunken on your shoulders or what? I'd like to know more about this.
Point time, if someone sounded like Samuel L. Jackson or something, someone who... I love them dearly, but they almost always make me laugh. I'd have to tell them, I'd be like, I can't listen to anything sexy you do, because I hear your voice, and all I can imagine is you shouting, the AK-47! Yeah, or something from Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Sorry about that. Your car is destroyed, but you are given the giant version of any living animal to use as a transport. What do you pick? Assuming, will said thing guaranteed not kill me? Because, I mean, that could be a pretty important part.
So logical.
I wouldn't want something like a butterfly. They don't have a very long lifespan. Oh, lifespan's a...
What? Where did you... Why would you think of a butterfly? Seriously, you have to ride it. You can ride a butterfly. Is the butterfly giant? Oh yeah, sorry, that is the question. Wow, now I feel like an idiot. Wait, is it the question? I can't remember. You just said it a second ago, and I can't remember. Because I'm laughing thinking about you riding a butterfly. Oh, sorry, okay. We're talking about lifespan. Lifespan is important. You're such a science major.
Important here. Huh. I don't know. Do rhinos live a long time? I might want a rhino. A really,
really
big rhino.
Rhinos?
Or a hippo. No. Oh, wait. It's a big animal. You remember the commercial? I don't know. I might be dating myself here. But there was a commercial for house hippos. The hippos that were like...
Yes.
Yay big. And the cat was like trying to stop it when it was eating peanut butter and...
Oh.
Peanut butter bread toast or whatever.
Oh, those were so cute.
I would love house hippos.
They were fictional.
Because they looked so goddamn adorable. Okay, so...
But they were super cute.
Big. Rhino.
Okay, hold on one second, because you just made me think of something. Because you're talking about hippos and house hippos. Why did none of us think of a hippogriff? They fly. They're fierce. Hippogriffs make sense. Oh my god. Nobody said that it had to be a real animal. It could be a fictional one. Oh my gosh. See, that is the best answer to this question.
I'm going to have to settle for a rhino. I have to commute a while every day for school. And it's going to the big city. Oh man, do I ever sound like a country bumpkin now. So I head to the city for school. And I swear, city drivers are insane. I get there and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, turn signals, those are optional. No, no, I had no intention of being in this lane alone, buddy. You just come right in front of me. That's A-okay. So, rhino, because please cut in front of a rhino. He's not going to care. I really hope he goes in the right directions and everything.
I really hope he knows the right directions and everything. I think you have to direct at the rhino. You're so cute. Almost as cute as a house hippo. By the way, your driving smack talk is the best.
Infrastructure damage.
Infrastructure
damage. And if he's grazing, well, I park him at school. He may eat a forest. And I'm going to get one hell of a fine when he poops on the ground and I don't pick it up.
No.
So that's going to be a bit of a problem.
Why are you even thinking about these things?
You're stuck on an island with three celebrities. Who do you pick? I'm going to have to say Jeremy Irons, because, once again, he's going to be voicing my inner monologue. And, you know, discuss how... what a shitty situation we're in. I'm going to need... Jewel State, because she is my absolute celebrity crush.
Oh, she's beautiful.
And nor can Jeremy Irons. And I think it would have to be Samuel L. Jackson, because he would provide the comic relief, and he's not allowed Jewel State either, about how we are stuck on this motherfucking island.
Are there snakes on the motherfucking island?
Just trademarks, and I'd be a happy man. And let's be honest, if someone's going to mount a rescue, they're going to be coming to rescue Samuel L. Jackson, and I'll just get picked up with him. Yep. What's your favorite movie and what's your connection to it? Oh, womp womp. This is tough. I have probably three movies that are always in constant contest as to which I find the best. There is The Count of Monte Cristo.
That's what I was going to say. Isn't that your favorite movie?
The newest version, not the older version. I say newest. I'm going to say newer. Hell if I can remember what any of the actors' names are. However, the main character is also in Person of Interest. It's John Reese from Person of Interest, so if you happen to watch that show either, you can you know who I'm talking about. Otherwise, I got nothing for you. Wonderful, wonderful movie. I'm not supposed to be giving a synopsis here. And what's my connection to it?
I can't do that.
I've always been a great big reader. And Alexandre Dumas, actually the first book I wrote by Alexandre Dumas was Man the Iron Mask. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it, and Hugh Laurie, if you can believe it or not. Except for Hugh Laurie, I think gets executed right about the time that Leonardo DiCaprio forgets he's supposed to have an accent. So we're talking like 5 minutes into the movie. Ooh, shots fired. And that movie, despite it being, it was very enjoyable. I enjoyed it. And then I ended up going and reading The Man in the Iron Mask by Alexandre Dumas. And then I was like, oh, I like this. And so I read The Count of Monte Cristo. I was like, oh, I like this too. And then when I was Googling Count of Monte Cristo, I was like, oh, there's a movie. Popped it on, and I cried like a babe, and it was wonderful. Loved it.
Aww.
I
have to see that movie.
Cloud Atlas. Ooh. Cloud Atlas is also easily one of my favorite movies. Spoilers. So, for those of you who haven't seen it, whatever. There's a story arc in there called Knuckle Sandwich. Knuckle Sandwich? I don't remember. However, everyone knows it's where,
Everyone knows.
Yeah. Tom Hanks is, like, a thug and a gangster, and it's hilarious. And...
That would be hilarious.
He's written a novel about... I assume it's, like, an autobiography of being a thug, which sounds hilarious. And what his experiences for it. His book isn't going anywhere. And so the reason... The whole arc I'm talking about here is because the connection I have to this was... This was one of the last times that that me and all my siblings actually went and saw the movie together. No, all my siblings are still alive. However, we're all getting, you know, old and need our teeth replaced soon. So
you're not...
We don't necessarily get to go out as a tribe as often as...
First of all, a tribe. So cute. Second of all, your eldest sibling is 32. If that means getting your teeth replaced, then I'm in trouble because I'm the same age. Tribe.
I have 4 siblings, which means that makes it kind of, you know, geographically and chronologically difficult to situate us all in one spot. However, because we all grew up together, we all have a very similar, you know, thought process. And kind of like flair, taste, all that good stuff. So when we're watching this, Tom Hanks goes, grabs this guy who's been like calling him out, basically a really dumb book, blah blah blah. Takes him, hurls him over the side of this like sky rise, and you get to watch as this guy falls all the way down. And you know, like any movie, just before you get the gore shot, it always pans back. You might hear the thud or something. Oh no, you watch this guy hit and it is like the pink mist, everything. It's gory, it's terrible. I'm a terrible person, but we all burst out laughing. All 5 of us.
It was the worst. You guys are sick. In a dead
silent theater, we're all cracking up. The looks we got from some old people was the worst.
You guys are so twisted.
Yeah, so I sound like a terrible human being now. Moving on. If you had to listen to one music style, there was a
third. You forgot the third.
That is it? Oh, what is it? I assume it was supposed to be. Man, I had trouble reading sometimes. If I had to listen to one style, I like alternative rock. It's what speaks to me. It's, I mean, I wish I could come up with some quick and good examples. However, since music's always changing, I figure I wouldn't ever get really bored with it. I keep losing my spot because I spin around in my chair while I'm talking.
You do. That's cute.
Your home is suddenly about to be sucked into another dimension.
Oh, you only see
three things. What do you choose? Is this like a parallel dimension? Am I going to be invading another Jonathan? Ooh. Well, now you know my name. Whoops. Am I going to be invading another Canadian Scribes world? That would be pretty exciting. Except for, I mean, if it's a parallel dimension, the differences are going to be minute, except for there's now going to be two of us, which is going to be awkward for somebody. Survival of the fittest? Am I going to have to kill my counterpart? Assume his life should be too hard?
What are you doing? I'm laughing so hard. Hold on, I'll catch my breath. The question was what? Breathe. Okay. I can call you John now because everyone knows your name anyways. Okay. John, the question was, what three things are you going to take? Was it? What's the other parallel universe going to be like, and will you have to face your counterpart and battle them to the... Oh, God. Two of you would be awesome.
Gosh, what happens if he's like a delinquent or something? Oh, three things. Okay, assuming I'm going to someone else's world, I'm going to be bringing... assuming it's a parallel world, things that I absolutely couldn't live without, I am bringing my signed copy of... Guards by Terry Pratchett, only because there's an off chance that Terry Pratchett didn't write in this world, and I ain't going through Ever After without that book. I am going to be bringing something suitably heavy when I jump through, so that if I have to, you know, impromptly kill myself, I have a weapon to do so. And
why is that where your mind went? Why? Oh no, sweetie.
An MP3 player. I should have good music while I do so. Well, if I am going into an alternate dimension where the dominant species is tentacle monsters, I am going to say... I have no idea. I did not prepare for this. I'm going to say music. No, I'll take the same options. Something big and heavy to defend myself with. Music. Signed copy of Guards. I'm a happy man.
You totally took a twist on this question that nobody else did. Like, we were all just reading the question as, what three things in your house... Wait, am I thinking of the wrong question? That's house burning down. Okay. I should rewind and listen to the question again, but...
If you could wake up and suddenly be able to be expert level in any skill, what would it be? The ability to sing... Probably.
Yeah.
That's not lame at all. I like being able to sing, but my caterwauling is not very attractive.
I like your singing.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. See, that's the worst. I don't have anything that I'm like, oh man, that's what I want to be able to do. Bam.
Yeah, you do. No, it's singing. It's, you said it.
Probably that. That's pretty lame. No, you know what? I'm happy with it. Good. Singing. Greenland or Iceland? I mean, everyone knows Greenland is ice and Iceland is green, but I'd probably choose Iceland because I think the capital of Greenland is Nuuk, N-U-U-K, something like that. And the capital of Iceland is Reykjavik. I'm not even going to R-E-K-J-A-V-I-C, something like that. I feel like there should be another K in there. It's kind of hilarious looking. However, it sounds amazing, and do I ever want to take a picture beside a sign that says Reykjavik? It'd be cool. I mean, you're basically in Viking territory, and the name sounds like you're in Viking territory. A giant monster attacks the city you live in. Do you hide amongst the rubble or join the resistance force against it? Well, I mean, this is a problem. Deep down, I want to say, ooh.
This is a problem. Yeah, it's not ideal.
I will go and take down the monster. However, when asked about the zombie or dinosaur apocalypse, I'm pretty happy going down into no man's land or into a bunker and playing my Mario Kart. So, while I would like to sit...
As long as there's a library, or better still, a bookstore underneath, that is.
I would go kill it. It also kind of depends on what kind of monster we're talking about. Are we talking like eight-legged freaks? Are we talking like a giant spider? Also, my town happens to have, like, 20 people in it. I do happen to live in the boonies, that's why I sound like a country bumpkin.
You don't sound like a country bumpkin.
It's not going to take a particularly large monster to take out my city. So, I don't know. I could probably just... It wouldn't take a particularly large monster, which means, actually, I probably could kill this thing.
Yeah. Your house block is not going to count as a city, darling.
I don't know. Maybe build a catapult, because I can do that. I don't want to hear it. Build a catapult. Launch big things at it. Though, nice. I mean, do I have much time to think about it? Fire. Everything hates fire. Just throw propane tanks at it and try and light them on fire. No, I think Mythbusters proved that didn't work. Anyways, yes, I would fight it, because my town is tiny, and it wouldn't take much to kill a monster that would size require to take down my town, unless it doesn't care, and it's just indiscriminately fucking huge, in which case.
Indiscriminately fucking huge. I just love the way you said that.
That sucks. And I got nothing for it. So, fight valiantly. Vanilla cake or chocolate pie? I'm gonna have to say vanilla cake. I can make either, frankly. Chocolate pie, although I totally cheat with pies because pie crust is terrible and difficult to do. But you make the crust, and then you go and you take pudding mix. I told you, I'm cheating. You take pudding mix, and you make
that's not your cheating. Filling
out of that. That is the best thing ever.
How is that cheating? Is there another way to make pudding besides pudding mix? Can you make pudding from scratch? I guess maybe you can, but why not pudding mix? That's the way to do it. That's not cheating. Come on. And you made the pie crust from scratch. I mean, I thought the cheating was going to be you using a pie crust.
And vanilla cake, I'm super... I grew up with... I'm going to call them... They're dense. They're super, super dense. They're like pound cakes. That's always what we had for birthdays. And the problem is now it's like when I go to a friend's place and they're like, oh, yay, birthday party. And they bring out a cake and you're like... You pick it up and you're like, this isn't going to break something if I drop it on the floor. It's not that the cake I'm used to is hard. It's just super dense, and I like dense cake now because of it. Mm. So,
sponge vanilla cake. Is so good.
I don't know why that was relevant, but... You happen to cross the star from Super Mario Bros. And are invincible for 24 hours. What do you do with your day? Does my invincibility, like... Can I still hurt myself? Or am I, like,
no.
Full-out invincible?
You're full-out invincible. So if I, like,
go stand in front of a train, does
you're invincible.
The laws of momentum no longer apply? And yes. I can go stand in front of a train and say, bring it?
Yes, you can run through it. I'm
going to go make a montage of every possible juggernaut scene from any of the X-Men comics, because why not? If momentum and everything still applies... I'm probably going to go skydiving without a parachute, conquer my fear of heights once and for all, but goddamn, that thing better work. though, I guess if it doesn't, I won't really know, will I? oh, you can also run super fast, and I think if you're small, you can run on water. But yes. I'm not small, so that's a moot point. I'm tall, 6'2", 3" and change. So I guess I can't run on top of water.
Yes, you can.
No.
You just wanted to mention that you're tall.
Cool. No, I think think skydiving, and if momentum no longer applies to me, like if someone runs in, something runs into me, goes bloop, and dies, I'm totally, totally doing a Juggernaut montage. If you could live in an 80s movie for one day, which one and why? 80s predates me, so I'm going to say a movie, and if it's not the 80s, I apologize.
Oh my god, you're so young. My
best bet would be something like Stargate. A, because I love the show. B, because you're traveling to another world, and the lead guy in, from this other world just says, Bunny Ray, all the time. It's wonderful. I don't think, for a day, I would not get tired of watching this man say, Bunny Way! And there's also spaceships and pyramids. It's pretty much awesome, as long as I'm not going to get shot. If I get shot, this is supremely less exciting.
This is supremely less exciting. Oh my god. Okay, I'm pausing it because I need to move. I'm lying on bed. And I'm going to make noise now. Because there's blankets that need to be fixed, and I need to wrestle. And all the noisy stuff, and pushing blankets, and readjusting iPad. Sentences are hard, and words are hard, and okay. Oh, now I'm sleepy. Oh, sorry. I'm not sorry. No, let's continue. Also, I want to see if Stargate is from the 80s, because seriously, you don't know 80s movies?
I totally skipped like three questions. Someone spies you from across the bar and sends over a drink in hopes of getting you to go home with them. What's the drink? I am a total loser.
Oh, you're
not. I never drink out in public. Sorry. The only drink I do drink is rum and coke. So, it's pretty much, if someone was going to try and, like, woo into my pants with alcohol, you're talking a rum and coke, something like, I don't know whose comment I stole, on GWA backstage the other day, but she was talking about how she likes Kraken, Sailor Jerry's, and Pina de something or other, and, coke. And so that's, I would take Kraken or Sailor Jerry's. I don't know what this Pina nonsense is. However, given that she lumped it in with the other two, I can only assume by proxy it's probably pretty tasty. So that would be it.
If someone's going to woo into your pants. Cute.
Or is it a Pina Colada? Is that coconut and pineapple? Because goddamn, if that isn't two of my favorite flavors.
Yes, it is.
What would you rather wield? Whip made of live cobras or a club made of live shark? This sounds like a scenario of a whole lot of friendly fire.
Scenario.
I'm going to have to go with live cobras.
So cute when you went, I think you're the first person to pick live cobras.
My live shark wouldn't be alive very long, because I'm not going to be underwater clubbing people with it. And assuming this shark isn't immortal as all fuck, he's going to die. Not too short of order. My whip made of live cobras. Milking them. If I got all the venom out of them first, the worst they're gonna do is put two holes in me. Or I'm just gonna whip them around really fast. Or, I mean, really? If you were trying to stop someone, and they came at you with a whip that was going hissing sound, whatever, and was whipping basically cobras at your face, I'd probably just let the guy go. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, nah, man, I ain't paid enough for this. Cobras, though, I'm sure the shark would also have the same kind of demoralizing factor. But once again, dead shark after like an hour or two. Not worth it. Also, can you imagine trying to heft around a shark? No bueno. you're given control over water or fire.
No bueno.
Why?
So cute.
So, I mean, uses. Water, you could be like, bam, I want a snow day. Whew, anytime you wanted. Because I feel like, you know, if you had the know-how, you could probably make cloud formations and make blizzards and all that good stuff. But on the flip side, someone with fire, you'd be like the most badass firefighter ever. You just arrive at it on scene and be like, fire gone. Or right now, with like the California forest fires, you could just like walk in and all the fire would go down. Also, that'd be really, really badass to watch someone just walking through a forest and the fire's just going as they walk by. Oh.
Wow. I love the spin you took on that. I don't think anybody else has done that either, because we were all thinking of it as fire is destructive, but you're thinking about the fact that you control the fire and therefore can reduce the fire. That is pretty awesome. I love the way your brain thinks.
Oh, that's just dramatic.
Brain works. I mean,
also,
you know,
you could do some of the best like magic shows ever.
The way you think and the way your brain works. Okay, I'm going to stop it.
Because everyone would be trying to figure out how you are dancing around with fire and no one would have a clue how. Yeah, no, I think fire. Fire sounds like it would be the cool option. I mean, water, you could be all like, you know, yay, end of drought. Fire, you could be like, yay, end of burning stuff. Although, I
yay, end of drought. Yay, end of burning stuff.
Maybe if there was no drought, it's less likely to have forest fires.
Water
difficult. Probably sounds like the better option.
Oh, now you're choosing water.
And if someone's really giving you trouble, you just open the floodgates on them. It'd be more entertaining that way. Yeah, I assume the caveat here is that you can't actually create, you're like Pyro from X-Men. You can't create or destroy fire or water. You can just kind of manipulate it. If so, yeah, water. If you can create, oh, fire. Someone, no, I read that one. Something has happened and the world is in a state of eternal day or eternal night. Which do you prefer and why?
You're going to choose day.
I'm probably going to have to go with eternal day. Yeah, I mean,
because you're not a vampire.
Driving at night?
Like me.
People are assholes with their high beams. Oh, man. So I wouldn't have to deal with that ever, ever again. That's pretty cool.
That must be a country thing. Us city folks, we don't really use our high beams. But yeah, if you're in the country and you don't have any street lights, of course you're going to be rocking the high beams.
The other important things to note here would be things like if it's permanently night, you'd have a lot of trouble growing crops. You'd have, I don't know, I'm sure there's other problems other than, oh, but you wouldn't be able to see the stars anymore if it was permanently day.
Aww.
Oh, man. I like the stars.
Oh, you're so cute. In another country thing, you can see the stars.
I'm going to have to go with eternally day because fucking high beams. and, you know, massive crop failure. That's probably no bueno. So
all you have to do is move to the city, man.
Yep. Going with eternally day. Just with the very sad, no more stars. That's sad. I don't like that. You're stuck in a loop and have to relive one day of your life over and over. What happened that day? I mean, it's pretty hard to say, you know, I'll choose to. It wouldn't be something like, you know, oh, I'm going to relive the best day of my life. Because very quickly, if you're living that one over and over, that day of your life is going to become very frustrating. No, you choose something like,
I don't understand that.
Because I live out in Hicktown nowhere. I choose a day where I was visiting the big city. And so I wake up in said hotel room. And then, hey, I can, it's a city. I can explore it. I can, pretty much everything is in walking or driving distance from there. And I can at least, you know, if I want to go down to the waterfront, I can go to the waterfront. If I want to go see a concert, I can probably see a concert. I mean, city, it always happens, right? There's alcohol, there's everything in the city. So long as I have, you know, a computer so that I can do computer things, because every once in a while, who doesn't just like doing computer things? I'm going to say the day is going to be probably
Scrub speak day in the city. Or
early summer. I don't like the middle of summer when the sun is basically telling you that if you come out, it's going to cook you like a lobster. I don't like that time of the summer. I'm Canadian. I'm pretty much built for winter. Summer is just unpleasant. And unlike what a lot of people think, yes, I do. We do get summer up here. It's not permanently snow.
Oh, yes, and, we do.
Know, some people may be like, oh, no. Everyone knows that. No, they do not. I have had people seriously ask about, you know, igloos and the sort. It was very upsetting. Though it's always possible as being trolled. They seemed pretty serious. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to be in the city. So I can do whatever I want. Till kingdom come. If I feel like going to work, I can go to work. If I feel like going to school, I can go to school. Though, let's be honest, that's not likely. Though, I could learn a whole lot. I could be like Tom Hanks. I could learn a whole lot. Hey, that's a Tom Hanks movie, Groundhog Day. Nice.
That's not Tom Hanks, sweetie.
That's important.
That's Bill Murray.
Yes, I would go to the city.
I think if you had to take this survey now, you may change your answer from a month ago when you did this. Your new answer might be the day that you would want to relive over and over again would be last Friday. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm wrong.
The one material thing you own that you couldn't live without. That's, I mean, realistically, that's going to come down between either my MP3 player or my cell phone. Or, like, my computer or something like
your
that.
Your cell phone can be an MP3 player.
In the end, probably my computer. Obviously, it's not computer. As portable as everything else. However, it has basically everything that my cell phone and or my MP3 player has. My exactly. computer has all the music my MP3 player has. My cell phone, really, I don't use it for talking to people too much. I am fairly, I'm not so hot on that front. But my computer has Skype. My computer has pretty much any talking apparatus I'd need to communicate with other people, should I so desire it. I wouldn't have any of those addicting app games, though, so there's that.
Yeah, well.
Still going to default to computer, though.
Mm-hmm. So many games.
What's the last video game you remember playing? Every once in a while, my nephew comes over.
Is it Mario Kart?
And he plays Zelda.
Oh, it's Zelda.
Loves Zelda. Mm-hmm. Every single year for Halloween, he says, I am Link. And he will go as Link every single year for Halloween. Mm-hmm. In fact, last year, I was out trick-or-treating with him. And so he's like 4.5. And
you get to take him trick-or-treating. I'm so jealous. That must be really fun.
So we're off trick-or-treating. And he goes to one lady, says, you know, trick-or-treat. She's like, oh, is that Robin Hood? Right? My nephew gives the worst scowl of scowls I've ever seen. He's like, no, I'm Link. And then he just stomps off. Doesn't get candy. Nothing. We're trying to apologize to the lady. She's like, oh gosh, I'm sorry. I couldn't be more proud of the twerp. But he can't read yet. Not really. So whenever he needs help with getting just directions or instructions, or if he can't figure out where he's supposed to hookshot on Zelda, like, he comes and grabs me. And so the last game I remember playing would have been Zelda Skyward Sword. Though pretty much whenever I hang out with my friend, my best friend, I have more than one friend, I promise. We play drunk Mario Kart together. It's pretty much as wonderful as it sounds. The winner has to take a shot, and it pretty much guarantees that, you know, you're always on an equal playing field, because if someone starts winning too much, they have to take more. I honestly just traumatize him the whole time while I play Toad. He's trying to race as fast as he can to get away from me. And I just creep up on him, blow him off the track, get a star, get a mushroom, something. Toad is demoralizing. He's loud and is just so damn happy to blow you off the track. Sorry, Skyward Sword. You're suddenly...
Is this the same nephew who can't say the word truck and instead he says fuck?
The one where you made him point out all the different trucks, and he said, look, it's a fire fuck. It's a willy big fuck. Oh my god, so cute.
Ugly, like, right now. If you could get it right now, no matter what it is, what sounds good?
Cheese.
General Chow's chicken. Oh. It's a Chinese, it's a spicy chicken from pretty much any Chinese restaurant. I love it. It is so good. It's smoky, it's crispy, it's tangy.
I like these words.
Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly it. General Chow's chicken. With some steamed broccoli. Some rice.
Mm. It sounds good.
And a drink of Bark's Root Beer. Cold Bark's Root Beer. Goddamn, love my Bark's Root Beer. Now I'm hungry. Who's your favorite Disney villain? This is tough. I love Disney. So, I mean, I love Yzma from The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Because that was probably my first introduction to just absurd humor. And as a child, I love it. As an adult, I love it.
It's the best. It's
so funny when you're drunk. I love The Emperor's New Groove. However, if I'm talking, like, sheer intimidation, I'm going to have to go with Count Frollo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Huh.
As a kid, the movie was only about... I'm going to say a 4 out of 10 for me. It wasn't that great. As an adult watching that movie, the music is incredible.
I've only seen it once.
All the subtleties is awesome. Frollo is goddamn terrifying.
Hmm.
I ain't going to sing because I can't. But he's like all obsessed with Esmeralda, he's basically saying, choose me or your pyre. It's like, huh, well, no, you're full-blown psychopath. Cool beans. Okay. So, I guess I'm going to have to say Frollo. Yeah. Though Gaston's a pretty hilarious second place.
No, third place. Gaston's so good.
If you could have an unusual pet, what would it be and what would it and its name be? An unusual pet, I assume... Okay, I basically assume we're talking not bird, dog, cat, something like that. Fish or something. I don't know.
No, that's not unusual.
I didn't have any pets when I was growing up just because my parents are allergic to animal dander. So we didn't have any... Oh, and we didn't have any like hypoallergenic dogs or anything so like that. Or cats. A hedgehog.
Yeah.
Named Cedric.
Okay. I actually had a friend when I was about 11 who had a hedgehog. It was amazing. Oh my gosh. I can't remember the hedgehog's name. Let's just call it Sonic because it makes sense. But little Sonic was so shy. Was it a hedgehog? Yes, it was. For a second, I thought it was a porcupine. But no, it was absolutely a hedgehog. Yeah, he would always curl up, and I was able to hold him, and it's I love the feeling. It really is amazing. Obviously, you have to be careful because they can get, when they're frightened, it can hurt. But, hedgehog is a great answer. It really is.
That's what I want. One of my friends had a hedgehog growing up.
Oh, you had one too.
Spike, very original.
Or you knew one.
They're the cutest little things. Except for the sad things. Do you know there's something called hedgehog syndrome? It's, or something like that. It's the fact that hedgehogs can't cuddle up to each other for warmth because when they sleep, they curl up into spike balls. Mm-hmm. It's the saddest thing ever. So, yeah. Probably that. Oh, God, this is going to be 40 minutes. I swear, if any of you actually listen all the way through, congratulations, and I apologize. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I don't know. It could be something comical, which would be... That would be pretty funny. Something like, oh God, it's you. Or, though... though my personal preference would be like, huh, you actually came up, huh? That would be pretty awesome. Be like, what did you think I was gonna do? Am I supposed to be a bad person? Yeah, so I think it'd be like, huh, you actually came up. Yeah, that's what I'll settle with. Thank you. This is going to be a little over 40 minutes. Thank you so much if you actually managed to listen all the way through. I actually had a good time with this. As I said, probably decidedly unfunny, though you probably learned a thing or two about me, including my name. I'm not even going to bother deleting that out. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you the next time I do a recording. See ya.
I totally enjoyed it, and you are extremely funny. Not decidedly unfunny. Extremely funny. My response, however, is unfortunately decidedly unfunny. So the only reason I'm actually going to send this is because it's going to force you to listen to how funny you are. And I know you never listen to your recordings otherwise. So, mwahahaha. This is awesome. The fact that I'm forcing you to listen to yourself just so that you can listen to, like, me giggle every here and there. Every here and there. Every, wow. My brain is foggy today. Okay. I'm going to make you do another questionnaire soon. Okay, bye.